we invite you to close your eyes and feel, sense, contemplate, or know that your biological ancestors are here with you now. We just allow a few moments for that awareness of the connection that always exists between you and your biological ancestors. And let us feel, contemplate, or know and invite that connection with the ancestors within the Akash. We invite this connection to our Akashic ancestors. Just know they are always with you. Perhaps now we are having an awareness of their presence. Perhaps now there are even some messages that are coming to you. And the loudest message is that of love, that you are loved. And we invite you to feel, sense, contemplate, or know the connection you have with your Pleiadian ancestors. Each human on earth has a lineage that comes from the Pleiadian star mothers. They are the ancestors of every human that walks earth. So we invite you to feel and experience the love, so much love that exists for you from your Pleiadian ancestors. And let us now feel, sense, contemplate, or know of the ancestral connections we share with those who exist as ascended love consciousness amongst the stars. These are your galactic ancestors. Feel, sense, receive the bountiful abundance of love that is flowing to you from your galactic ancestors. They are always here, always watching, always loving. And it is the same too with Kryon, who is always here, always with us, always watching, always loving. And so now let us hear from this one Lee another message from Kryon.
Are we stuck in time? Greetings, dear ones. I'm Kryon of Magnetic Service. This particular phrase has been asked a lot lately. Is it possible? This planet is stuck. And the reason it's being asked repeatedly is that that's what it feels like. No progress, going back and forth into old energy, new energy. It just seems to circle around and around and never get any better. And it has an odd feeling about it, even with the time that you are experiencing. Is it possible to be stuck in time? Well, if you would ask those galactic ancestors, they would smile. And they would say, welcome to something you didn't expect. Those galactic ancestors all experienced something that this planet right now is as well. How would you define child-like phrases to explain time? If a child asks you, Mom, Dad, what is time? What would you say? So many would say, I would not know what to say. It's almost not describable, especially to a child. And then you start realizing that time may encompass a lot more than you think. Is it really simply a series of events that that happens one after another that never stops happening, and then it creates history, and the future is the attribute of it not happening yet? And how is that any kind of a description of time? Time actually is seen as another dimension. And in that, you have to say, well, if time has its own dimensionality, that means as that the human being moves into other dimensions, that time might change as well. You're right. And if that's how you're thinking, you're right. Also, I want you to be aware of something. And it isn't anything that's easily explainable. Here it is. Dimensionality has its own mathematics. It has its own structure. It has its own formula. And that is what separates it in physics, you might even say, from one dimensionality to another. And so when those say we're moving into another dimension, you might also say you're moving into a whole different vibration of structure, and in that vibration of structure, there are formulas. You don't know them. The physicists are discovering them. That's how they identify different dimensionalities, but they all have structure. So this begs a question. And the question is time something that would also have a formulation to it? Rules. Perhaps it would change depend upon the dimensionality. And the answer is yes. 1 year ago or so, I gave another channel that was similar, asking if time repeats itself. This particular channel asks another thing. Are you stuck? Perhaps it repeated itself and now it isn't because you're stuck. That's the way it feels, dear ones. But back then, I also gave you another concept, and let me review that for a moment. Time indeed repeats itself. And if you could apply the structure of mathematics and the formulas of time, you could target where you would be in a year or so or more based upon where you were a year before or two. In other words, it had structure, and it literally informed those who were looking at it that it was in a circle. Definitely in a circle. That it never went beyond a certain place, if you want to call it that, a linearity, a track, that went anywhere but back upon itself. And so time was constantly repeating, like a train around a track. Now, this is a review of what I gave you a year ago, but I want you to understand this because of what is happening now. That track that you were going around in was called the old energy, and it never got any better. What you call an older, darker, you might say, negative energy on the planet had been here for a very long time, centuries, and never got any better. You can show that by the consciousness that you could apply to history and how wars became more wars, became more wars. You got a little better at killing, but the consciousness never got any better. And so one war became another and so on, and conquerors were plenty. All of that changed, and we told you it did, in that time frame which we call the shift, which was predicted as the beginning of the precession of the equinoxes. And we told you that instead of going around in a circle on a track, there was a siding you took. So picture yourself on a train going around a circle, and suddenly a switch is thrown and you go to another siding. And that seems to go in a straight line instead of a circle. And we told you a year ago that this is what has happened to humanity. And what is uncomfortable with that is that you've never been there. There is an odd comfortability, you might say, comfortableness with that going in a circle, because as long as you were visiting where you had been before, you knew your way around. This is what the old consciousness counted on, that the programming for decades, for eons, if you wish to say, at least centuries of old energy would prevail and humanity wouldn't change much. And suddenly it did. Now here you are asking another question. Are you stuck? Dear ones, you're not stuck at all, but it feels like it. It feels like it because this is another kind of time. I started this channel by giving you that which is the idea that time has changed for you because the dimensionality you're in has also changed. There are those who are very linear about dimensions and saying, well, obviously you're moving into the fifth dimension because you came from four. And we have said before, that is the linear mind then projecting itself to a place it's never been. There is less and less linearity in other dimensions. And we also told you that dimensionality may look so different when you go into a higher one because it contains many. You might even say you go 1, 2, 3, 4, all, instead of 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. That is more accurate if you wished to know the accuracy. So the time you're in is starting to feel more and more like, are you ready? The now. Now you understand what we're saying. The now is a dimensionality of its own, a change in time, so you are less aware of the past or the future. And you're starting to live in this grander now, which seems like a place that doesn't change much, but it does. And that says you're stuck. Oh, but you're not. Instead, dear ones, you're in another time frame that's actually allied to the future and the past, ready? In a now form. In other words, what you can do now in this dimension can change the past and the future. It's not being stuck, dear ones. It's an advancement of dimensional time. Some of you, you don't like it. You don't like the feeling of it. You've never been here, dear ones. Why don't you start allying this with a higher awareness? What if time is starting to become part of a love dimension? What if you're looking at a benevolence that is starting to be laid upon the track your train is on? You've never felt that either. You're anxious and worried about the future. What if instead this new kind of time actually enhances a higher vibrational human being with an awareness of the now? I just gave you the answer. You're not stuck. You're more aware. All of these things are a new perception to so many of you. Those who watch this program, those who are trying to find the compassion and the kindness in life, those who are looking for a peaceful time, can I tell you something right now, just between us? You are feeling an enhanced form of love that is coming into you and through you, and time is just one of them. There is so much that you are now starting to receive because you've asked for it, because you've looked for it, because you're a seeker, and you're watching this particular program, this particular channel, and I just explained it to you. You're starting to react to something that was always told would be there, This is a new energy you are entering into, and you are the forerunners, you are the way showers, you're here first. Relax in it all and feel the loving arms of spirit around you in this new time frame, if you wish to call it that, which is actually the beginning of compassionate action for all humanity. Dear ones, I am crying in love with you all. Be peaceful with what is new. And so it is.